Today, we will be studying together lesson number 23, Mishnayos Maseches Yoma, Perek Vov Mishnehe and Vov, the sixth chapter of Yoma, Mishnayos 5 and 6. Mishnah 5. Yesterday, we learned that the Kohen Gadol gave over the Soyer La'azazel, the goat which was destined to be thrown down the cliff. He gave it to an individual, to a person, did not have to be a Kohen, who we will call the Molich, the person who led the goat out into the desert. And as he went from Yerushalayim till the cliff, he covered a distance, and that distance was interspersed with a sukkah, so that after each meal, there was a distance of 12 meal. From Yerushalayim to Sukkah 1 was one meal, from Sukkah 1 to Sukkah 2 was another meal, etc., until Sukkah 10, and then from Sukkah 10 till the cliff was two meal. I'll call Sukkah of a Sukkah. At each Sukkah, at each station along the way, there was water and food, in case he, out of fatigue and exhaustion, the Molech needed to eat and break the fast. So I'll call Sukkah of a Sukkah, Omrim Lo, by each Sukkah of a Sukkah, he was told, Hare Mozon, here's some food, Vahare Mayim, here's some water, so that he could break his fast if he needed to. The Gemara brings a brisa which says that never did any molech need to eat or drink, but because the fact that one knows that there is water and food available makes it easier to fast. If he was running 12 meal into the desert and knew there was nothing there, he would become very hungry and thirsty, it would be a sakona. However, since he knew, at the end of this meal, there's food and water, I can wait till the next meal. The next meal, I know there's food and water there, I can wait, etc. And he was able to fast, even though he was marching into the desert with this goat. Umalavino so me sukkah le sukkah. He was accompanied from each sukkah to the next sukkah, that the people stationed by each and every sukkah would escort him to the next sukkah, because each of them, the inhabitants of sukkah 1, was allowed to walk the 2,000 amos, the meal, to sukkah 2. And the inhabitants of sukkah 2 were allowed to walk 2,000 amos to sukkah 3. So they accompanied him in this fashion from sukkah to sukkah. Chutz mi'achrona shebohem. Now, the sukkah number 10, there was a distance of 2 mil, of 4,000 amos, from Sukkah 10 until the cliff. So the people in the 10th Sukkah couldn't escort him all the way to the cliff. They only escorted him as far as they could go, which is 2,000 amos, one meal, half the way to the cliff. So chutz mi'achrona shebahen she'enu magia imo letzuk. The inhabitants of the last Sukkah did not accompany the Molech more than halfway. They didn't go all the way to the cliff with him. They stood half that way, one meal from the cliff, and watched him. They observed him from a distance of 2,000 amos. Mehoya Osa, the Molech was permitted to go past 2,000 amos, so he walked all the way, the 4,000 amos, the two meal, from Sukkah number 10 till the cliff. And you remember that around the horns of the Soir was a ribbon, a colored ribbon, a reddish colored ribbon. Cholek loshon sel zahoris. He took this tongue of ribbon, this strip of ribbon. Chetzio koshar basela. Half of it, he tore it in half. Half of it he tied upon a rock nearby. And the other half he tied around the horns of the goat, and he pushed the goat backwards down the cliff. Why did he perform this cutting of the Zahoris into two parts? Because the Zahoris, although it was red, miraculously became white if God chose to forgive the sins of the Jewish people. So we wanted that the people at a distance, standing 2,000 amos away, could be able to see that it turned white. Therefore, he tied it onto a sella, onto a rock, rather than leaving it around the goat's horns to throw down to the ground. Now, he pushed the goat backwards. V'hum yisgalgel v'yorei, the goat rolled down the hill. V'lohoya magia l'chatzi ha'hor, before the goat reached the halfway mark down from the top of the cliff to the ground, to the very ground, it already became achenasa evorim evorim. The goat became smashed to bits and fell apart, exploded, so to speak, because of the height, and of course it was going down a rocky slope, and the rocks presumably tore it apart. Now, that's the end of the Sora Lazoza. What did the molich do, the person who led the goat all the way to the cliff and threw it over the cliff? Bo, he returned, v'yoshav lo tachas sukkah achrono ad shetechashach. And he sat in the tenth sukkah until it became dark. He was able to go the 4,000 amos from the cliff to the sukkah achrono. Because of the sakona, he couldn't stand in the middle of the desert doing nothing. So therefore, the Chachamim allowed him to walk the 4,000 amos, the 2 mil, from the cliff back to the sukkah asiris, the 10th sukkah, the sukkah closest to the cliff. Umeyemosai. At what point did the molich become tomei in the sense that the clothing that he wore needed to be put into the mikveh? The pasuk says, "V'hamishaleach es hasoyer la'azozel." The person whom we are calling the molich, the person who sent and took the goat to the desert, yichabes begodov, must wash his begodim, meaning he must immerse his clothing that he's wearing in a mikveh. And he must go to the mikveh himself. And the achrechen yavol amachna. And then he can return to the camp. So at what point does he become tomei to the extent that his clothing has to be put into the mikveh? Umeyemosai metamei begodim. The Tanakhama says, Mishayetze chutz l'chom asirushalayim. As soon as he leaves the walls of Jerusalem, going toward that first sukkah, he's already called a mishaleach. He's already labeled Mr. Mishaleach, Mr. Molech. At that point, he's a Mishaleach, and at that point, he becomes Tomei, so that the begodim he's wearing become Tomei and require immersion in the mikvah. Rabbi Shimon, amen. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Mishoas dechiyoso latzuk. He doesn't become labeled a Mishaleach until he actually takes the goat and throws it down the hill. That's when he did the action. Until then, everything until then is just preparatory. The halacha is like the Chachomim, that as soon as he leaves the Chomas Yerushalayim, he is designated a Mishaleach with regard to the halacha of Tumas Begodim. And so we have finished lesson number 23.